In the Thursday shows of GQDN, today we talk about Dragon Ball FighterZ, Hyper Escape, Hitman 3, and where was Boba Fett? But today we talk about Microsoft is changing their Live Gold and Gaming Pass subscription. So, and this is basically their terms agreement. So, in short, they will be providing more transparent, more upfront information to help customers, with their Xbox memberships. Just basically making everything clear from auto renewals and how much the auto renewal will cost and how they can receive a refund after an accidental renewal. They also talk about refunds and a 12-month contract and inactive memberships and how that could affect them as well. And better information about price increases. You can find this story up on Eurogamer.net. So if you have the Game Pass by Microsoft, what would you think about these changes of, more transparency and all that stuff? Let me know at Joe Brums. Now, we go from that to esports.gg, and they are saying that Dragon Ball FighterZ will be postponed due to COVID-19 concern. Now, what Bandai Namco said in a post on Twitter, in response to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, we have been studying solutions on how to hold an event in a way that will allow players and other concerned parties to participate safely. However, in consideration of everyone's safety, we have made the difficult decision to indefinitely postpone the Dragon Ball FighterZ World Championship Finals, which were scheduled for February 19th through and 20th, 2022. We will continue to take the situation into consideration and make a decision on whether or not to hold the tournament. We appreciate your continued support and understanding. Is this a smart move? Or could they have done things differently? Very curious. Very curious indeed. Once again, let me know. In the meantime, this coming to us from Destructoid.com and Ubisoft Battle Royale Hyperscape is shutting down. And their quote is, "We set out to create a vertical, close quarters, and fast-paced shooter experience, and we are extremely grateful to our community for joining us on our journey." This comes from the Hyperscape team. "We will be taking key learnings from this game into future products." They're shutting it down because this is a completely flooded market. Some games will survive, some games won't, and Hyperscape did not. But hey, everything happens for a reason, right? So this coming to us from .esports, and there was a wave of console Apex players banned for ranked Arena's exploit. There was a total of 568 players, and they were abusing the six-man Arena's exploit to farm some Arena points. That would be a very deserving reason. A very deserving reason indeed. That's in my view. You know what I ask. What's yours? Come on. Now, going from something bad to something pretty cool. DualShockers.com, and this is one of a few sites that's reporting this, Star Wars 1313 leaked footage shows Boba Fett and the Boba Fett play. And I watched this on YouTube, and him dodging and darting and doing all these maneuvers, doing some acrobatics, chasing after a person. Really cool. And it's a shame because Star Wars 1313 was at E3 a couple years ago, and the game was premiered there, but it got cut. So hey, if there's more information about this, about a game that's been cut, maybe it shouldn't have been? Well, maybe. Anyway, also from DualShockers, the No Man's Sky devs, they rebuilt Joe Danger on iOS. Now, I didn't know that they made games before No Man's Sky, which shows how much I know, right? But they did remake Joe Danger, and which is also on Steam, and its sequel Infinity, which is also on PC, Steam, Xbox Live, whatever. and they decided to put it up on iOS. To me, this is quite possibly a money move, but with the way things are, I can't say I blame them too much. So, good luck to them. What else is on PC? Well, it's coming to us from Blue News. Hitman 3 on Steam gets a free upgrade. So the Hitman 3 Steam didn't go as planned, according to the developers. So they were excited to bring Hitman 3 to Steam, and with the updates, it goes with, the upgrade is all Hitman 3 Standard Edition owners will get a free upgrade to Hitman 3 Deluxe Edition. All Hitman 3 Deluxe Edition or Hitman Trilogy owners will get a free upgrade to the 7 Deadly Sins Collection. Hey, go do it. Go get it. It's really good. I mean, it's really good deals, really. But we end today's show with Mortal Kombat creator Ed Boon will be inducted in the Academy of Interactive Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame. When you're on a game like Mortal Kombat, and you've been doing that since 1991, it really shows that you've done a great, great job. The awards ceremony will be on February 24th in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the Xbox Game Studios. And it'll be a part of the 25th annual DICE Awards ceremony. So congratulations to him. Well done, and well deserved. That does it for Thursday. Friday, we'll see what happens tomorrow. You can find us on Twitter at GroupQuest. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Brums. You can find all the shows up on thegroupquest.com. And while you're there, go check out our links. Patreon.com/GroupQuest. There's one. And the other one is for Audible.com. Get a free book, people. Come on. I basically say that about every day, don't I? I'm just messing with you. But the free book, I'm not messing with you about. So, anyway. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2022. All rights are reserved. For more information about the Dawn Forge podcasts, go to thedawnforge.com. We'll see you again tomorrow. Have fun, people.